Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. And today is part two of our two-part series on healthcare, and specifically healthcare in rural Minnesota. One of the things that I think troubles a lot of folks who are looking at this from a number of different perspectives is when you look at healthcare by itself, taking the insurance companies out of the picture and just looking at how is healthcare delivered in this country, there's really kind of been this moving away from the old-fashioned standard practice of having a family doctor. It almost doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it has become very more specialized. And with that, you know, you have more doctors on the ground, you have more salaries to pay, you have more staff. But I would hope at the end of the day, and I think we all would hope or demand that quality then would be increased.
Yeah, and I guess that one of the things that that troubles me a little bit is when you get away from that general practitioner to more specialized medicine. I mean, when we talk about rural Minnesota and being able to find general practitioners that will serve, it's not an easy thing.
Yeah, that's one of the things we at the center are really trying to keep a good eye on is, you know, when healthcare reform is talked about, what does that mean as far as access and quality of care in rural, you know, depressed populated areas? Do we have the same access to a heart specialist when you have high cholesterol when you're 35 in Worthington, Minnesota, as you would have in Minnetonka? You know, that's the kind of questions as healthcare reform comes about and new policies and regulations are, you know, undoubtedly created. How is rural Minnesota going to sit in 2 years after this is done? That's really kind of where the rubber hits the road. And that's why people are so passionate about it, because it is a scary thought to think about, well, what if I, you know, get sick in War Road, Minnesota, and I need to see someone, and the closest person is in Rochester? That's a day's drive. It seems a little bit more, you know, horse and wagon type philosophy of, you know, packing up the family and heading on a day's trip to get to go to a health specialist, a heart specialist. So it's a double-edged sword, mm-hmm. because to have that in rural Minnesota, there is a cost.
The other piece of this, of course, is the fact that, you know, so many people who are either underinsured or many who just have no insurance at all are waiting until they're too sick, and then they go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And that's really driving up the actual cost for everybody.
Yeah, one of the largest uninsured population demographics is those between the ages of 20 and, you know, let's say 30. That's rough numbers, but at that point, you're invincible. You know, you're looking at life as a, hey, I can save a few dollars here. I don't need health insurance. I'm not going to get sick. I've never been sick. But the reality is you could have a great job. You could have a, you know, a steady job, and you have that one major incident with your health, and that could, you know, put you back millions
mm-hmm.
at
Absolutely.
A very young age, and you'd be digging the rest of your life to get out of that hole. So it's a vulnerable age. And yeah, so the uninsured is something that has to be addressed, and how we do that, I think that's really where the basis of the discussion lies, is that a public or a private option?
Well, thanks, Brad. We're going to have to probably leave it at that. But this has been part two of a two-part series on healthcare here in rural Minnesota on Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. We'll catch you next week.